The lottery is full of drama, excitement, and quaint charm. An election worker holds a venerable horn and heart art can above the candidate's eye level so they can't see the number as one by one they're called up to pull out a raffle ball that could change their destiny.
It's absolutely an advantage in the larger races.
Attorney Adam Bonin thinks it's not the best way to set ballot position.
It should be randomized somehow, but as much as possible so that one candidate doesn't have an undue advantage in a city this large.
His ideas would take a change in state law. So for this primary, at least, the candidate who drew ballot position number one in the at-large race, Adrian Rivera-Reyes, went from relative unknown to front runner.
I guess I got lucky, right?
Another big break went to Deja Lynn Alvarez, the city's first transgender candidate. She'll be listed second on the ballot. But incumbent Alan Dom got a bad break, picking number 13.
I think it's okay. I look at it this way. If people want me to serve, then they'll elect me.
The ballot won't be set until challenges are heard. Some candidates may also drop out voluntarily by then. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.